Congressman Halleck on 9-3.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, Russ, how
are you? Fine. Charlie, the people got back from Alaska and they say they're in one hell of a shape up there. Everybody had surveyed it, the various agencies. We had about 10 of them together yesterday, and the senators and the head of the emergency planning, Office of Emergency Planning and Disaster Relief, that fund's about gone. We have in my 65 budget a fund for contingencies, and we thought we would get the budget director. He thinks that we ought to ask for an emergency fund. Since we had this Ohio River flood, we've designated a good many of them for emergency aid, and we ought to ask for an extra $50 million for Alaska to go in this fund to replenish it. I'm hoping that they'll get a unanimous consent over in the Senate, take it up and act on it without any delay. And y'all can't do anything till next week because you're out of session, but I just wondered what your reaction would be if I ask for a supplemental $50 million just to either put it on the deficiency that you got there or pass it out as an emergency by itself right quick. How does this $50 million go out as disaster areas? Go out as a loan or grant?
It goes out as grants.
It goes out as grants.
Yeah.
No, no, it's the same fund, same statute, same outfit, just take care of disaster areas. There will be, there is a they claim a $500 million damage, but each agency will be, if defense has got one of their airports knocked out, why, they'll come in and ask for money there. But this is just to take care of the disaster part of it. Well, under this disaster fund would be grants. Each one of the agencies, though, like the small business will make loans to small business clients. Federal Housing will make housing loans. Defense Department will come in and ask it to any installations they've had damaged to be done. The first thing that a sample of it is, the first thing when you have a flood or a disaster, a freeze or a drought or anything, the Office of Emergency Planning declares it a major disaster area. We have one now outstanding for Indiana because of the Ohio River. We've had it for... Not as bad as it was last night, and I got in. It's snowing, but it's clear and cold, about 30, and stay there as long as you can, because this is a hell of a place.
Mommy and I are down here. It's been a hell of a 35 here this morning. It's warmed up now.
I'm glad you are. Well, you have a good time, and come and see me when you come in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.